If you are a small business owner, I'm sure sometimes you feel like you need a marketing degree just to successfully market your business. I'm here to tell you that is not the case if you use Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning platform has powerful marketing tools to make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more. In just a few clicks, you can launch a campaign that is tailored to your business and goals. Maybe you're launching a new product, or releasing a newsletter, or want to tell your customers about upcoming deals. Constant Contact can help with all of that. This includes email, SMS, social media, and so much more, all designed to be easy so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track business growth. Plus, Constant Contact's award-winning customer service is there for guidance along the way to help you with things like customer lists, templates, and follow-ups. Get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
What's up, Knicks fans? Hopefully by now you've heard about T-Squared Social, your new home for Knicks Film School watch parties. Founded by Tiger Woods and Justin Timberlake, this place has everything for a sports fan. Watch the entire Knicks, Rangers, and Islanders playoff runs or other sporting events like the Red Hot Mets and Yankees or other NBA playoff games. T-Squared also wants you to know that even when KFS isn't there, you could still join them to watch all Knicks playoff games from a private viewing area that features the largest screen in New York City, or reserve a table, grab a drink, and order a delicious meal while surrounded by their several dozen TV screens. If you're a Knicks fan but also want to multitask, T-Squared will make sure you don't miss a meaningful minute of the action. T-Squared Social, your number one place to watch the next big Knicks game. Get a free draft beer when you tell them Knicks Film School sent you. Visit tsquaredsocial.com for more information.
Hart, second one is good. Knicks by three, 15 seconds remaining. Into the hands of Maxey. One thing the Knicks can't afford is a three-point attempt. Maxey launches the three. Oh, he knocks it in! Tyrese Maxey with 8 seconds remaining. Knicks have timeouts left. Brunson on the drive, gets inside the floater. Blocked. Overtime!
Still can't really believe that happened. Complete and total devastation in Madison Square Garden tonight as the Knicks drop. Yeah, that's just about the most heartbreaking loss of my lifetime. I remember 8 points in 8.9 seconds. Remember very well. I will never forget it. I'll never be able to forget it. Never thought in a million years could experience anything like that again. Until tonight. The Knicks were 25 seconds away from advancing to the second round from two consecutive conference semifinal appearances for only... For the first time in a quarter century, it was theirs. They had it. It was, I mean, you can't, and they did it in the way that we've come to expect them to do it, to get to that point all season long. They wasn't perfect because it never is. It wasn't pretty because it rarely is. But they fought and they fought and they fought and they made play after play after play, and the defense was, again, for the second game in a row, as good a defense as you will ever see in a fourth quarter of a massive game. Did everything they had to do to win the game. Did everything they had to do to win the game except win it. And they are still up in this series. I mean, it sure as hell doesn't feel like it right now. They're still up in this series, 3-2. How Joel Embiid looked tonight, I mean, I'm not sure you'll see him play a worse game than he played tonight. I don't know if he's magically going to get better in game six, if the series goes beyond that. Figure the longer it goes, the worse he's going to look. But at this point, like, those are, look, teams have had miraculous wins in NBA history in playoff series and then gone on to lose the series. It happens. It's happened. And it could happen here. But for the Knicks to win this series at this point, they will have to show a degree of resolve. Like we've talked for 2 years about their resolve. 2 years we've talked about how no matter how they get punched in the mouth, they suffer some devastating blow, whether it's an injury or whatever the case may be. You know, find out Bogey's gone for the season today, and they always seem to pop back up, and they always seem to save their best for last. And you knock me down 7 times, I get up 8. I don't know that a team's resolve has ever been tested like the Knicks' resolve is about to be tested in either this next game or these next 2 games. Because you better believe that environment in Philly is going to be wild. And then the Sixers are going to play. I thought they were going to play a really good game tonight. Did they? Embiid didn't. The rest of them did. And we saw an all-time legendary, there's no other word for it, legendary, capital L, legendary, capital S, superstar performance from Tyrese Maxey. Yes, the Knicks needed to do things that are inexplicable to put Tyrese Maxey in a position to win that game. But Tyrese Maxey had to take the opportunities, and he did. And here we are. He's going to show up for game 6. And then, like, not trying to get too far ahead of ourselves, but lose that. And that environment for a game 7 in Madison Square Garden, you want to talk about maybe a slightly tight feeling in the garden, if it gets to that. I just can't. I mean, you're 25 seconds from the next round. 25 seconds from the next round. And count the things that had to happen. Mitch. And it's such a shame because he had really one of the games of his life. I mean, I know we called game 1. Game 1 was the Deuce game, but it was also kind of the Mitch game. His impact in this game, which is why he played, I'm pretty sure he played more, pretty sure he played more minutes than Mitch, than he played 25 minutes. Hardenstein played 27. It was an outstanding game for Mitchell Robinson. You have zero issue with him being on the floor there. None whatsoever. And he just made an error you can't make. And Maxey hit the shot. But then you're at that point, you know, you're still not in command. I mean, 6-4 there is no longer, you're no longer in command, especially with as much time remaining as they had. But, and then, so that's two things. Foul, hit the shot. A third thing, which is a little thing, and I was thinking about it as it was happening. I was wondering why they didn't try to get the ball into Jalen Brunson's hands for those free throws. Now, look, Jalen Brunson, the guy had 40 points. He was absolutely outstanding. And I know, was it a perfect game? No. Was this an A-plus game from Jalen Brunson? No. Was it an A game from Jalen Brunson? No. Not with 4 turnovers, not with, you know, he missed more shots than he made. Missed 3 free throws. But you can't, I'm not going to sit here and blame Jalen Brunson. Not doing it. But I was wondering why they didn't get the ball in his hands for those free throws. So if you want to put that down as a third thing, okay. Fourth thing, Hart misses the free throw. And I was thinking when he was on the line, and shame on me for thinking it, but I thought it. I was thinking back to the only game that if, you know, if again, you're of a certain age, the only game you've ever seen that is can possibly stand next to this one in the annals, which is game one in 95, you know, Starks had two free throws at the end there, missed them both. And I always remember the documentary, the 30 for 30 on that game or on Reggie and the Knicks, how Mark Jackson was quoted as being, looked in his eyes. He wanted no parts of those free throws. And there was a part of me that was looking when Josh Hart was on the free throw line and how he had this kind of like his eyes wide open. I was like, I don't know if he wants to be there right now. And first one wasn't close, obviously. Now, got the second one. Imagine, I don't know if we'd be feeling better or worse if you didn't hit the second one at this point. So that's the fourth mistake. And then, look, Maxie was so far away. There were about 10 seconds left. You play too far up. I mean, nah, there's no defending it. I mean, if you play far up and he blows by you, he gets the two. Well, then you're, you know, and then you're up one. Again, with a chance to, you're going to get fouled. I mean, is there enough time left? But like, again, that's instinct for Mitch. He's not going to go guard someone at the logo. Am I going to kill a guy for going on instinct there? He'll get killed for it tonight here. I know that. But the guy hit a 40 footer or whatever it was, you know? And so that's number five. And then the last one, and like, you know, should the Knicks have used a timeout? Should they have not used a timeout? You have the ball in Jalen Brunson's hands. You trust it. Didn't make the shot. And then to add insult to injury, you know, you go up five in overtime, you have chances in overtime. And then it seemed like towards the end of the overtime period, and not only that, and then the Brunson three, I mean, that Brunson three, again, I mean, he was so big. I know he wasn't perfect, but like he's hitting all these shots. The only guy, you know, and like you trust your best player in those spots and you do it for a reason. Made it 106-106, and that's when some of the turnovers started. And it was just, you know, got away from him. It's just total and complete devastation. I know people come here and watch me and they look for, you know, some form of therapy when things are not going well or when it's a bad loss. I got nothing. Zero. I've never in my life experienced the feeling of it's not just that they had the game won. They had the series. The series was over. They were going to win this series in five games. Something that I know there were Knicks fans out there, some of whom are part of Knicks film school, who thought that this would be a five-game series in the Knicks' favor. I don't know many people out there other than Knicks, some Knicks fans who were saying that. It was going to be over in five. And they had it. It was theirs. You want to tell me it's karma from game two? I mean, sure, that's what it will be written at times between now and tomorrow morning. I don't buy that. Win the game. You had it. It's a veteran team. Go win the game. And they did it. They did it for 47 and a half minutes. Did everything they needed to do. Unbelievable.
What's up, Knicks fans? You know, the other day I was talking to two girls who were telling me how into foreplay they are and how they wish they had more single guys to do it with. No, not that foreplay. We're not looking to get teed up on the pod. I'm talking FOURPLAY foreplay. It's an app where single friends team up and double date other single friends. It's a more fun, lower pressure, and safer way to meet new people, which is exactly why single girls love it. In fact, they love it so much that they make up the majority of teams on the app, as in a 3-to-1 ratio in your favor. Back when I was single, I would have definitely loved this. Look, we all know everything is better with a friend. Just ask Josh and Jalen, even if Brunson won't admit it. And with Foreplay, you don't have to sacrifice bromance for romance, because it's a chance to enjoy a night out with a buddy while meeting two new people in a more social environment without any expectation. And the icing on the cake, it's totally free. All right, it's game time. So head over to the App Store now and download Foreplay, F-O-U-R-P-L-A-Y, and get ready for a little 2-on-2 pickup.
I don't have anything else to say. So we're going to get to segments and we'll take super chats. Hey, what's up?
One of the most devastating sports losses we've all experienced. Yeah. We're all kind of shell-shocked right now. So don't feel bad for feeling shell-shocked. The only thing I'll add to your... because. Look, there are days sometimes where I wonder how you find words, and even when you don't have words, you have words, John. Philly had no timeouts on that last maxi three. I was screaming on playback foul in the backcourt. If they hit two free throws, you've got two timeouts, you can advance the ball, foul up three.
Breen even said it. When do you foul here?
I thought they got away with it at the end of game two. It's a first guess, so...
Yeah.
A lot of things went wrong.
Yeah. I mean, 10 seconds left is that's kind of, I think you'll find different opinions on whether you foul with that much time left.
No timeouts though. You have two.
Yeah. You know, it's yeah. But so you foul there, they hit you assume they're going to hit two. So we got, again, 10 seconds left inbound. They foul. You do whatever you're going to do on the two free throws. Like, you still, you know,
just play that game the rest of the game. Yeah, foul again. They have no timeouts.
Because you can't advance the ball.
Yeah, that's my thought there. They had no timeouts for that entire stretch. They called their last timeout 30 seconds left.
I wonder if they weren't a little bit stunned in the moment, and that's why they didn't think to do it. You know, and I'm sure Tibbs will be asked about it after the game. But yeah, I know if you want to add that to the list. So what does that bring it up to? 7? I don't know.
I so much had to go wrong in the final 30 seconds for that to happen, you know? So everybody shares the blame.
Yeah, but, no, absolutely. Yeah, you win his team, you lose his team. All right.
Feels anticlimactic to do this.
Autograph player of the game. Don't forget, download the Autograph app. Use code KFS. Get rewarded for your Knicks fandom. Everybody who is a Knicks fan tonight deserves some kind of reward. Play of the game is Jalen Brunson. Although you could probably make arguments for some other guys. I thought OG Anunoby was outstanding. Mitchell Robinson, aside from that brain fart, was outstanding. Deuce McBride, I was going to get ready to like just absolutely wax poetic about Deuce McBride coming through with yet another big performance. You know, hit what should have been the game winning, the series clinching shot, it didn't work out that way. So, but we'll give it to JB. I mean, 40 points, made a lot of big shots, didn't make enough. So that's our Autograph player of the game. Don't forget, download the Autograph app. Use code KFS.
Yeah. I'll add your praise for Deuce McBride would have been my player of the game. But yeah, feels kind of hollow now. Moving on to the next segment.
Unified Healing, Road to Recovery. Go to Unified Healing. That's unified with a Y.com to learn more and find a center near you. So some good news, some bad news. Obviously the bad news first is Bojan Bogdanović out for the year. He's getting surgery, I believe tomorrow was the report on his ankle. Sets up a whole host of questions about what the Knicks are going to do with his team option next year, and that will, or his very small guarantee on his contract next year. That will be a conversation for a different day. They are running low on bodies, and you saw it tonight with Josh Hart playing 53 minutes, Jalen Brunson playing 51 minutes, and OG Anunoby playing 50 minutes. And that's the other part. Like, Tibbs went for this tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He went for it. He bet that going for it tonight, we meant rest. Well, didn't work out that way. On the bright side, Mitchell Robinson did play. He was questionable, but he gave it a go, and he was obviously excellent for the most part in this game.
Just adding the old boy. You mentioned Bogdanovich didn't play. Yeah. From the Sixers side, Embiid didn't look healthy. Played. I mean, he hasn't all series. He played 48 minutes tonight. Yeah, played 48 minutes tonight. It was plus 14 in those 48 minutes. So we'll see what effect that has. Tyrese Maxey played all but 1 minute of this game, and it was felt. So yeah, that's that side. And then we'll do one quick out-of-town scoreboard, and then it's therapy time.
Indeed it is. So right now, fourth quarter, Orlando was up 87-85 in Cleveland. 6:18 to go in that game. And then in Milwaukee, Indiana is currently up 33-29. Out-of-town scoreboard presented to you by T-Squared Social. Get a free draft beer when you tell them KFS sent you, and visit tsquaredsocial.com to learn about club memberships, trivia nights, sports leagues, and much more. Okay.
Yep.
I hope to God that we don't have any super chats from before this game is over. I'll read them, but you know.
So let's go through them together real quick. And they're from who you would expect.
Robert Cross. Robert W. Cross, first time, long time. It's your boy John. Say goodnight. Loser and be questionable. Nixon 5, celebrate. Thanks. Yeah, thank you, Robert, for that one. I know it's not your fault. I'm not blaming you, but like, you wait until the final buzzer for a reason. Robert Next W. One. Cross again. Remember I said Deuce of Pride is real. I do. I do remember you said that. He is real. On the bright side, he is real. He had an excellent game. Another one from Robert. First time, long time. It's your boy, John. Which of Loser Embiid questionables, 9 turnovers, was your favorite? Thanks. I'll hang up and listen. That's the other tough part, though, here is, yeah, Embiid looked like crap. You know, he finished with 19 points. It was plus 14 for the freaking game. Did have 10 assists. 16 rebounds. Like, Embiid does not come up big in big moments. I think that much is clear. I sure as hell hope that there isn't a part of him that's like, well, shit, I can't play worse than that. Let me, and like, that puts him in a mental place where he just comes out and says, fuck it. Let me just try to be the best teammate I can for Tyrese Maxey in game 6 and whatever happens from there.
Two more.
Robert Cross. Hopefully these super chats age well. It's your boy, John. They did not. They did not. We do thank you for your contribution, though, Robert.
Yeah, one more.
First time, long time. It's your boy, John. I said very recently that I take Brunson on my team over any other players in the NBA, save Jokic. What say you? Yeah, I mean, look, Jokic is one of one, and then there's a whole conversation about who you take after that, and Brunson is part of that conversation, and showed you why tonight. But like, no player in the NBA could do it by himself. No player in the NBA is you know, other than Jokic and Embiid when he's healthy, is truly unguardable. Brunson wasn't the problem tonight. And nobody was that's the thing. Nobody was the problem tonight, right? Nobody was the problem tonight. Did some guys have better games than others? Absolutely. We're going to sit here and kill like DiVincenzo for having an off night from the field? No. You know, it's like, you know, Josh Hart didn't shoot well tonight. We're going to kill him. No, it's like they win as a team and they lose as a team. It's like they're constructed in such a way as they have guys that show up and they have, you know, to fill in for the guys that maybe aren't having great games. And someone always needs to show up. And they did. Enough people showed up and to the point where you did enough. You did enough to win.
So the rest are from after the game concluded.
Fantastic.
I'm just going to say two things. First of all, to your point about this team's resolved, I need them to make this game not matter. I need them to win one game of the next two. Yeah. And I need this game to not matter. And we've said how special we think this group is all season. We need them to show it. So that way, I'm sure, listen, the thing we heard that they just were kind of ho-hum at the end of game 4, there's, oh yeah, like business as usual. We have another game to play. There is not a group I expect more to be able to survive this than the team that we've watched all year. So
yeah,
I need them to make this ancient history.
I agree. There isn't a group that you would expect to survive this more than the Knicks.
Yes.
Completely.
This Knicks team in particular. That's just one thing I want to say. The second thing is a memo to everyone, you and me included. We're all mad. We all sent in super chats when we were mad.
And
there's a lot of venting going on. I'm just giving you a heads up. A lot of arrows being thrown a lot of directions. So thank you in advance for the super chats. Thank you in advance for your venting. We keep it a buck here, but, you know, thank you for joining us, for choosing us to be the place you go to the event.
And I'll,
and we'll see what happens.
I'll just say, Fred Katz just tweeted out, when Tibbs was asked if, it was too early to foul up three on the possession where Maxey hit the game tying three, Tom Thibodeau said we could have, but we'll leave it at that. I have a funny feeling somebody did not, heed the instruction.
They didn't hear me yelling on playback, clearly. All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
This muted your mic. Why did the host mute my mic? Okay. There you go.
Meant to mute mine. Sorry.
It's okay. Jesse M. Yikes. That was a generational choke. No ifs, ands, or buts. Yeah. Yes. No disagreement. 100%. Jesse M with another one. Didn't understand not playing Hardenstein at all down the stretch. Mitch was awful with the turnovers and defense on Maxey. I disagree. I thought Mitch was great. You don't want to tell me Hardenstein's a bit of a headier player, wouldn't make the same mistakes. I thought Mitch played a fantastic game. I thought he was the better of the two centers. And that's it. Alex, what's going on, Alex, with the contribution? Mitch and Tibbs fucking blew it. How was there no foul, intentional foul on Philly to force those two free throws when they were up three? Offense completely stagnant. I never want to see Mitch play for this team again. Early front runner for overstatement of the night. I hope Mitchell Robinson plays many more years for the Knicks. Vital part of the team. As far as the foul, not fouling, yeah, I mean, should have. And then stagnant down the stretch. I mean, yeah. Yeah, but like that's what you're going to get at the end of those playoff games. Like that's what offense devolves to. Like teams are just going to switch everything. And it's, you know, they weren't putting two on the ball. If they were, when they were putting two on the ball, Brunson was passing. But when they were giving them single coverage, it's like, all right, you know, superstar has the ball. Go make a shot. Made some up, didn't make some. Hushu feels like the series changer of this game. No words. You hope not. You hope not. Again, they'll be tested. They'll be tested. I'm sure maybe it's happened and I just don't know, but I can't think of a time in NBA history where a team, like I think of times where teams have had losses like that and times when teams have had losses like that in the playoffs. I can't think about it ever happening in a clinching game. So again, I don't think it's hyperbole to say that their resolve will be tested as much as the resolve of any team in NBA history. Sam Garcia, got to make your free throws. That's the whole game. That's the whole game. Knicks as a team. 16-24. You know, now two of those were Mitch. Which like there are certain guys you can't really count on to make free throws, but Anunoby missed a big one down the stretch. That was actually, now that I'm thinking about it, that was in retrospect, that loomed large. Brunson missed three. Hart missed two. And then the two Mitches for Mitch. Thanks, Sam. Joss, so focused. Literally 30 seconds away from winning $1,700. Man. So you might be hurting more than anybody else tonight, Ja. I'm sorry. Apologies. Dom the dentist, what's going on? Execution. Yeah. Execution. Free throws. Intentionally foul in the backcourt to prevent a three. And then simply way too much isolation and OT. Sick. Again, like, the isolation stuff in OT, I think those are tight moments. And then, you know, like you saw what happened when they tried to go to other stuff. Like, it's a miscommunication between OG Anunoby and Mitchell Robinson, turnover. It's a miscommunication between Jalen Brunson and Isaiah Hartenstein, turnover. It's easy to say you got to run your stuff, even in overtime, the whole thing. It's easier said than done. But was it stagnant offense? Yeah, it was absolutely stagnant. But you know what? Philly's offense wasn't much better. The difference, or in terms of like what they actually did, or like, it's just they made more shots. They made more shots. Thanks, Tom. Alex, probably curtains for Tibbs if they choke this JM. No, I don't know. I mean, like, if the organization, like, you don't make coaching decisions on 30 seconds worth of basketball play. If you do, you should not own a basketball team. Jason M. Mitchell Robinson cannot close games anymore. I mean, it's tough because you want to trust your guys, right? You know, we always talk, especially with Tibbs, you want to talk about empowering, you know, we talk about empowering his guys, the whole thing. If there's a guy who you figure might make a mental mistake or two, it's Mitch. It's Mitch. Maybe they shouldn't have had him in the game. Thanks, Jason. Juanan, what's going on, Juanan? Heartbreaking, yes, but there's still ball to play. Embiid is banged up, and we should thank Maxey for saving his legacy, because if he went out of this game, oof, we'll bounce back. Have faith. Hashtag fire tips. Yeah, I don't even know. Like, honestly, Juanan, I'm worried about how the fuck I'm going to get through the next 2 days. How I'm going to, like, I'm supposed to go into work tomorrow. Supposed to write a newsletter tonight. That should be fun. I want to. Not. Ryan Wong, what's going on, Ryan? Damn the overreactions. Yeah. Brutal loss, but it took Maxey going God mode and no Nick besides Brunson. Maybe Deuce hitting shots and Embiid cooked. Embiid is cooked. Knicks in six. I hope so. Like, if the Knicks come out and they play their brand of ball that they've played for, again, all but 30 seconds of the series, they should win one of these next two games. You know? I don't know if it's going to be game six. Maybe it comes to a game seven. Now, like, I'm not even allowing myself to, like, mentally get to the point where it's like, well, if we win the series, but then we've now pushed ourselves to seven and it's going to mean we're going to be exhausted against an Indiana team that's probably going to be rested, or I guess Milwaukee team. You know, who the hell knows what's going to happen in that series? I can't even get to that point, you know, but yeah. Thanks, Ryan. Mythic Monty, what's going on, Mythic? Been a while, John. Good. Nice of you to show up tonight. There's a reason it's a best of seven series. Embiid is cooked and Maxey was unreal, but just win one of the next two. Remember this feeling. I would like to never remember this feeling. I don't want to ever. This is like as much as like game two, game five, four, you know, like the Indiana game this year with Brunson. As much as those games make you like, oh my God, what would I do without sports fandom in my life? Like, it's, this is just like, this just adds so much to my existence because it makes me so happy. these are like moments like this. It's like, this is not worth it. This is not worth it. So I feel in moments like this.
What's up, Knicks fans? Quick break to tell you about our new sponsor, Unified. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of the Knicks Film School Podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System. And if you haven't heard of the EE system yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in the Big Apple or at hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Don't hesitate. Go to unifiedhealing.com/KFS to learn more and find a center near you. Again, that's unifiedhealing.com/KFS. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Anthony Sixto, what's going on, Anthony? The Heat will go to Hart, and JB was fantastic, but the final stretch of three chucks was killing us and setting us up for this heartbreaker. Hashtag Nixon Six. I mean, I don't know. He had a chuck at the beginning of that overtime period that went in. He had a chuck. They were down 106-103. Went in. Like, the dude is averaging, I don't even know, what's he averaging? He's averaging 42, 43 points a game over his last three games. Like, no. In Brunson, we trust. That doesn't, you know, that doesn't change. It shouldn't change, at least. Thanks, Anthony. Haitian Ferg. What's going on, Haitian? How are you, my friend? When you lose, you learn. Yeah, man. That's, hope so. Tough loss, but Tibbs will use this loss to bring home the point. It ain't over until it's over. The mental lapses came from a place of comfort. Playoffs start now for us. I mean, yeah, I mean, I agree with your point. I do think, I mean, every fire starts with a spark, right? And you're up six in that situation. Like, Mitch has to know not to jump. Like, that's, in a way, for me, the most egregious error of all. Like, Mitch just can't put himself in that situation. Now, did Maxi fling himself forward? Yeah, he flung himself forward, but made the shot, so you can't call it an unnatural basketball action, you know? But Mitch gave him the opportunity to do that. You just got to stay on your ground. And, you know, everybody has to learn. Thank you for the contribution, Nation. Chris Carter, major choke job. Yeah. Yep. I mean, there's no other. If this isn't a choke, what's a choke? Again, like, people will focus on the Maxi greatness of tonight, and as they should. Like, I don't know what more hyperbole I could say. It's an all-time legend stuff game. It's still a choke. It's still a choke. Sam McFadden have to go on a walk, not fouling up three. Why? Yeah, I mean, again, no one's going to say it out loud. Tibbs seemed to imply from the comment that the instruction was to foul. But he's the coach. He has to own that. He's the coach. He has to own that. I mean, thanks, Sam. Max Stubbs, what's going on, Max? Can't believe we gave them hope, man. This is the Knicksiness I thought we were over with. I mean, look, it's just so uncharacteristic of this team. It's so uncharacteristic of this team to do that. This is a different Knicks team. It's a different organization. You have to hope they learn. Thanks, Max. Dom Cappuccini, what's going on, Dom? I know you're hurting tonight. Just when you thought the Mavs loss last year was bad, now we got to hear about Joel's toughness for two more nights. I don't give a fuck about what we hear about. I mean, Joel was awful. And I think people will point out like he was awful, but he also like helped in other ways. As far as the Mavs loss, it's like, yeah, that's a brutal loss. It's a regular season loss. It's 82 games. It's one of 82. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Capo Blevins, what's going on, Capo? Much love from Fresno, California. Make your free throws. I mean, I'm perfectly comfortable with that being a theme tonight. Make your free throws. Charlie Boy Third, what's going on, man? Thank you for the generous contribution. Hey, John, something was off about this game from the jump. Never felt good about it until, of course, we were up 6 with 30 seconds left. This one really hurts. Knicks have to come out and blitz them the next game. I'm nervous. Everybody should be nervous. Like, everybody should be. This notion, look, man, if you're a Knicks fan and you have genuine, like, confidence, like, it's fine, we'll get them in 6, or, like, even if it's just, like, well, I mean, just, like, whatever, win one of the next two. God bless you. God bless you. I'm just trying to think of how I'm going to exist for the next 48 hours or whatever, 46 hours. I like the pushback I'll give you, Charlie. I mean, they started the game horrendously, obviously. Didn't feel great how they started it. Didn't feel great how they closed the half. Didn't feel great how they opened the third. And then as the third quarter kept going on, they kept making plays. Like every time the Sixers would go in front, the Knicks would make a play to go back in front. And then you got to the fourth quarter, and then the deeper you got into the fourth quarter, the more times they were making assertive plays on the defensive end that led to good offense. And it was just like, you're making enough shots. Like the fourth quarter to me felt like Knicks basketball, you know? And it was just so, it was so fitting for the series because that's, you know, that's how they've won games in the series. And they did that until they didn't. Alex, another one. Brunson, ISOs, and Prey. Love JB, but he's being asked to be Superman on literally every offensive possession. Where were the Tibbs out of timeout plays? Asinine. I mean, look, I get you're throwing arrows at Tibbs. It's fine. Don't blame this loss on Tibbs. Blame this loss on Tibbs. I don't have the energy to fight. I don't. So, have at it, Alex. Haitian Ferg with another one. Enough with the Tibbs, should have opted to foul. Did any of you see our shooting percentage from the stripe tonight? Fallacy of predetermined outcome. Yeah, I mean, I think, look, I think it's open for conversation. There, I will just say that there are a lot of coaches who wouldn't do it. I think the point that Andrew brings up is an interesting one, which is, again, no timeouts. So you figure going to be hard for the Sixers to get a good shot off, but Hart had just missed a free throw. You know, Brunson had missed 2 free throws. So, like, you want to just make the defense, you want to make the play. Like, you know, you want to make the play. I think there's arguments for both sides. Like the notion that they lost because they did not foul, on paper they did because the guy made the 3, right? So like the alternative is always going to be like the guy made the 3, they lost, they ended up losing the game, right? So obviously fouling would have been the better option because there's a chance they wouldn't have lost the game. So like from that perspective, you can't argue with it, but you know, I think it, do I think people are going a little bit too much? Like, oh, like, duh, why wouldn't you do that? Yeah. I'll put it this way. I didn't think of it in the moment. 10 seconds left. I didn't think, I wasn't yelling foul, foul, foul. No, I'm not, maybe not the smartest basketball fan, but thanks, Haitian. Rafa, this is all Hart and Tibbs' fault. How do you not foul there up three? So, different opinion. Season's over. Was fun while it lasted. This loss was backbreaking. Yeah, look, maybe. We'll see. Thanks, Rafa. Luyan Chu, what's going on, Luyan? Brutal, brutal loss. But important to keep it in perspectives. We needed to win one more game. We know we can win an MSG South. We need to make fewer mistakes in the key moments. I trust this Tibbs and team and Tibbs to clean it up. Yeah, I mean, I think the tough part as the Cleveland game just went final, came down to the final minute, but Cleveland pulled out the win, so they are now up 3-2 on Orlando. Yeah, I mean, it's like, I think they're comfortable in their game plan. I think, you know, how they defend Maxey moving forward is going to be interesting. Like, the guy's just on another level right now. And the tough part about that is if you commit to, like, really taking away, if you really commit your defense to taking away Maxey, you're basically like, I mean, you want to talk about daring, you know, Joel Embiid to beat you? Just like, the guy could still hit jumpers. Like, that's the one thing, right? Like, he's turning the ball over left and right, can't move, all that stuff. He's still got that touch. So like, when you give him those opportunities, and like, it's still, that's the two man game, right? And then if you put three bodies on the two man game, then, you know, like, I got to tell you, the thing that scares me the most, and this is really more about the Sixers role players, and like, okay, we're going to take away Maxey, but we also don't want to let Embiid kill us with jumpers. So like, we're basically going to dare other guys to make open shots. I wonder if the Sixers aren't going into this game six, and if they win that, into a game seven, just like loose, the ultimate in loosey goosey. Like, hey man, we're not supposed to fucking be here. You know, just leave it all out there on the court. You know, like tonight, I think they played with a lot of pressure on them, because it's like, you know, I don't know if how much pressure they're going to play with on Saturday. I know the Knicks are going to have some pressure on them. I know that.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.